Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Youth Station. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Zainab, and I have with me my co-host,
Asma.
Asma, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, sister.
How are you doing?
Just fine. It's a pleasure to be with you always.
Same here. Life does not go always the way we want it to
Most
go.
Most of the time, let's
Most
say.
Most of the times, yes. There are like sorrows, there are tragedies,
obstacles, ups and downs.
Yes, of course. There's downhills. So how do you deal with them?
Pretty much difficult.
It is, I must say.
Yes,
it is difficult. One who goes through a tragedy realizes how difficult it is.
Yeah, it of course is difficult, but we know the nature of living is to cope with different situations. We're not here to go into a candy store and mm-hmm. to be all happy like little kids.
Yeah.
Life is going to sometime be pretty much dark, let's say, black, gray. And it's not always about those colorful things and images that we have in our minds.
Yeah.
And we all are tragic figures.
We are.
If we consider life as a novel, every single one of us has got a novel with different chapters.
Wow.
There are chapters in which we're going to have ups, and there are chapters in which we're going to go through the downfall.
You reminded me of Imam Ali al-Islam, who says that there will be a day that will be in your favor.
Yeah.
And there will be a day that will be against you.
And the most important part of his saying is that when it is with you, don't be so happy.
Yeah.
And when it is against you, don't be so sad.
Exactly.
Because
and
everything
that's how he completed
is temporary.
It. Yeah.
So things are not going to last forever. Tragedies that happen in our life are very difficult.
They are.
And sometimes they would kill you. Nobody is going to live a life without tragedy. If you're a mother, if you're a sister, if you're a father, if you're a brother.
If you're a country.
Yes, if you're a country.
Yeah.
You're going to go through too much of terrible situations. Zainab, since you're a mother, tell me, what is the tragedy for a mother?
I think a mother goes through all the tragedies from like very beginning mm-hmm. to
yeah. the...
Especially
I guess the
if as a
children,
woman.
Right?
If as a woman you are very much concerned about your body image, mm-hmm. That's something going to be tragic for a mother after she delivers a baby because you're not going to have that very model
She's
kind of
no
figure after that.
She's no longer the girl she used to be.
Exactly. And then she has to go through a lot of things. Like as an independent woman, you were like free. You didn't have to feed. You didn't have to do so many things. I wouldn't say like
there
being
no
a mother is a tragic part.
I
was just saying if women, because uh-huh. women are mostly concerned about their body image. I've seen women spending billions.
Yeah,
on
so
their...
this is physically speaking.
Yeah,
spiritually speaking, I guess it would be the future of your children.
If you plan mm-hmm. properly, it's not going to be tragic. But the most tragic part is going to be if your child sees some injury, some danger,
uh-huh,
or
yeah.
at sometimes even death. So that's the point that's going to be very, very tragic for a mother.
I guess death is a tragedy for all of us.
That is, indeed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Even if a neighbor, not your immediate family, mm-hmm. just a relative dies or a friend of yours passes away, you just feel like everything is collapsing around you.
Yes. Yes, you feel that's the biggest tragedy.
And dealing
like,
with
one
that
can.
Is going to be very difficult, especially about the case of
death. For their first-class relatives.
Yeah.
For their very closest relatives.
Oh my God,
it's
that
going
would
be
so
very,
harsh.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
it is always very difficult for me to soothe somebody who is going through that tragedy. You know, you do not know what to tell them in order to soothe their pain. Because I guess it is impossible. The only one who can alleviate their pain is Allah himself.
And yeah, and that's why he said that I'm going to test you.
Yeah.
At certain points of life, with your, sometimes with your life, with your fruits, with your whatever I have given you, I'll be testing you.
Yeah.
And he says to his prophet, like, give glad tidings to those who were patient and who said, like, when we tested them with some tragedy, they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi
raji'un. So indeed, we are from him and we will be back to him.
Yeah, to him we belong and to him we shall return.
Yeah.
So that's one of the verses very, very close to my heart that helps you always. It should not be only said like, there's a concept even in our cultures that this is the verse which should be read only if someone passes away. No, whenever you are in a tragic situation.
In all difficulties.
It should be read in all difficulties. It's not some like some that kind of verse that you have to recite only if someone passes away. No, you have to recite it constantly whenever you are in depression, when
you
you're going through a tough
now?
Time. It's going to help you.
There's also another kind of tragedy. In tragic stories, those tragic figures will go through a fatal error. Sometimes we do a mistake that is going to lead to the downfall of our life. You know what I mean? And those errors are also going to be the cause of that tragedy. So sometimes a sort of a special scene would also be considered as a tragedy in our life.
If you take me somewhere else, if you also marry a wrong person. That's going to be a biggest tragedy.
That is a very sad tragedy.
That's a living tragedy. Like if someone passes away, you forget it with time. Like forgetting is one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were with the same thing, you would have died with the same person. But since you forget, that's again a blessing. But when you're living and you're living with that tragedy, it makes things so difficult.
That's an everlasting tragedy. Yeah.
Sometimes you know why it happens. Sometimes you think that you're compromising something just for a minute or two, but you don't realize your compromise actually drags you into a tragedy, big tragedy, and you have to compromise every now and then in your life. So yes, in terms of choosing partners as well, we have to be tricky, we have to be choosy, we have to choose wise.
Yeah.
So otherwise, you're going to end up in a tragedy.
So life is very difficult. We always have to pick things perfectly.
And you have to. You have to be wise.
That is the difficulty of life. If you go with the flow, then things might come in your way and then they would cut up everything.
Yeah.
So another tragedy is a tragedy that happens to a country. When a country goes through decadence, when everything is every good thing is losing their meaning and the bad things are taking their places. That's the literal translation of decadence.
Exactly.
When everything is going into a downfall.
I was just wondering, what is she saying? So you gave the translation of that.
Yeah.
You explained the meaning and that was a literal. That's something.
You know, all countries have got their time. All cultures, all countries have got a time of decadence.
Yeah.
And when decadence happen, people usually do not go for meanings and concepts.
Yeah.
Everything would stay on the surface. And everything turns to be some shallow sort of thinking and just going for the appearance, not for the depth of the ocean you have in front of you.
Asma, we'll continue this session. We'll talk about more tragedies and how to deal with them after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station. We're talking about tragedies and how to deal with them. So, Asma, you were saying countries also go through tragedies, not just human beings. They lose their cultures.
Yeah. This is one of the sort of tragedies that might happen to a country. Also, we have war.
War, yeah.
War is the greatest tragedy that everyone knows. Yeah. There's some sort of
economic tragedy.
Yeah, you know, there's some very special tragedies that are very much clear and dominant, and everyone knows about them.
It's imperialism. Just
like, yeah, yeah. That is very true. Yes.
So,
but when you come to the personal scale, you would say a heartbreak that happens after, but just as you said, when you pick the wrong person, when your love turns out to be something that was just a hallucination,
Nightmare. Yes,
it is a sort of a tragedy.
It is.
And when you lose someone dear to you, it is a tragedy. When you deal with sickness, it is a tragedy.
Yes.
When you do sin, it's a tragedy. And in a larger scale for a country, war, famine, and decadence are great tragedies that might happen to a country.
Sometimes just trusting a wrong person.
Yeah.
You end up in a tragedy. Mm-hmm. You trust, you invest, and then you end up in a tragedy.
Yeah.
Mostly it happens in monetary things. When you're dealing with money and you trust blindly. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you don't check the banks, you just try to make policy, for example, for your kids.
Yeah.
Like you asked me in the beginning, I'm a mother, what would be a tragedy? I'll be...
Bankruptcy is
Yes. It is, because I'm just killing myself to save something for my children.
Yeah.
And then something happens because of this blind trust. So blind trust will lead up.
Yeah,
end
blind
up
trust
into
is also a tragedy.
So that was what I was saying, that blind trust on someone can lead you, you can end up in a tragedy. So you have to be ready to deal with them. But alhamdulillah, you know, Islam has guided us at all the places to be wise, to be choosy, to be patient.
Yeah,
to be patient is very, very important. You know, we have one of the words in Urdu, when someone passes away, we didn't say the person passed away. We say the person did intiqal. We have derived that word from
Persian. The truest form of saying that.
Yeah, we have derived this word from Persian, but we really did not know what's the meaning until I came here and I here understood the meaning of intiqal is to transfer. So they actually go from one world to another world. We actually use a very good meaning. And that's how we say that person passed away. We never say a person died or any other word. We say that a particular person has gone through intiqal.
Yeah, so that's a better word for that, because usually when you say death and die and whatever, you just think
it's finished.
Finished. But when you use that word, you actually are giving the connotation
that concept in your mind, using such kind of words or having those patient kind of verses of patience in your mind, in your heart, working upon them will make all tragedies.
Optimism will help the tragedies.
Will help you go through them. I won't say like tragedies won't come into your life. They will.
No, we
but
are
you will
human
be a different person.
It would for sure.
Sometimes you will take it as a test, like one of the verses is, we will test you through this and that and that.
Yeah.
But you have to be patient. So,
yes, we have to.
So Allah says that I am tested. Allah is saying that I am giving you tragedies in this and that form. And He's again guiding you what you have to do. You have to be patient over there.
Yeah, you have to be patient and you have to put your trust on Him and make sure that He's going to help you pull through. And by the help of other people, you could come up with a solution.
Exactly. You have to ask for help.
You could find a way out of that tragedy.
Yes, looking for a way out is very important because, you know, just to come out of tragedy is to accomplish something good. And it's said that to accomplish something good, you have to dream as well as act. Just being like telling myself or calling myself, I'm a religious person, I'll be patient, I'll be waiting for Allah to do the things. No, no. God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah.
So I'll be working on the solutions.
Yeah.
The way out.
Yeah. We shouldn't sit and cry for it. We should actually act for it.
Yeah. And like go out in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try to look for other blessings.
Take refuge in the people who would
and
help
make
you
a,
in nature that would
make
help
a list of make
priorities.
A list, make a list of blessings and tragedies.
Yeah.
When you look at the blessings, they will be definitely countless.
Yeah.
And when you look at the tragedies, they will be very few number. And those tragedies you have to work upon with patience and all the solutions we told you today.
Absolutely.
Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our session again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. There you'll find a tab, Call of Islam, and find our programs by just going to the search tab, and you can search Youth Station and other programs. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.